All right, we're on the record for some after talk.
We're on the record for some after talk.
Hey. I'm just trying to get my daughter home to Florida.
What was it we were going to... Oh, Strange New Worlds.
Yeah, Lower Decks, Strange New Worlds.
The crossover episode came out.
It was so much better than I dared hope. Also, it was great to see Hugh... I want to say Hugh Laurie. That's not his name.
Jack Quaid.
He's Huey in The Boys. That's what I was thinking of. Okay. Jack Quaid, boy, does he look exactly like Boimler.
Yeah. And Tawny Newsom, pretty Mariner. Yeah. And so good at the mannerisms, right? That's a thing a voice actor wouldn't need to be good at, that they were both good at, which was, okay, this is how our animated characters move. Let's move like them.
There was no moment better than when they were talking about how awkward it was to be in the past, and they expressed it as, everybody talks so slow and so quiet.
When they said that, I go, yeah, that's my complaint about this episode, to be honest. Everybody else is just slow and quiet.
TOS, what does that mean? Those old scientists. Yeah. I'm glad they're like, let's introduce Strange New Worlds to that one. But we'll shove that
one. Oh, yeah, because they used TNG in Lower Decks.
Yeah, yeah.
For something. I don't remember what it was.
What do you think in Strange New Worlds they're going to do with this musical that they were pitching?
I don't know. I hope it's better than it looks.
I mean, I don't know. The most beloved Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I feel like they've built up a lot of credit. I will give them trust. I do like that it seems like it's period appropriate in the sense of this is set in a Star Trek part of the timeline that was created in the 60s. So what they've done that's really smart in Strange New Worlds is make everything 60s revival. So it looks modern, but inspired by the 60s. And it sounds like the music will be the same way. This will be like 60s-ish music, which could be pretty fun and pretty cool. But you're going to have to do a lot of work to make me believe that those characters are willingly singing and dancing. Which they did in Buffy, to your credit. They absolutely made that work.
This was the very first episode of Strange New Worlds that I watched. And I am very curious to hear how much of what I saw is on brand for the show or how much of it was leaning in, like inviting me in. Like, this is a little bit silly. Like all of the Spock weird grinning stuff.
Okay, that was interesting. And I'm curious how that played for you as coming into this cold. They've been leading up to that.
They did show in the previously on some kind of injection, and then they showed that he was trying
There was a plot where he got sucked into a wormhole, and then the aliens on the other side of the wormhole repaired him, but they didn't repair him properly, so they left out his Vulcan DNA, and he was human for a while. And then his fiance put their engagement on hold, and so now he was free to explore his human side, even though he's back to being fully, you know, half human, half Vulcan. So that is a natural thing to seed into this episode. And I thought it was great that they seeded that in and then it would freak out Boimler, and then become a spoiler. I feel like the characters of Strange New Worlds are about 88% normal. They're a little bit wackier in their reactions. You know, like Pike's being a little more like rolling his eyes, like, what is up with this Boimler character? But it's mostly right on. It's mostly where they would be. Ortegas, the pilot.
Yeah.
Spot on. Uhura, spot on. They didn't change those characters at all. Those are exactly the way those characters are.
How about that moment that I had to pause it and explain to my wife, the moment when Tawny Newsom or Mariner is saying like, so even the and she just draws the shape of like a trapezoid, meaning the beep bop boop, the original Pike thing.
Even the, you know, beep. Yeah. And that was great because this goes back to Star Trek Discovery, which is when we first met Anson Mount as Pike, and they took those characters from Discovery and put them into their own show. He learned in season two of Discovery. He was shown his future by, I think it was a Klingon mystic. I might have that part wrong, but he was shown his future. So he knows what's going to happen to him, just like all of us who've watched the original series know what's going to happen to him. And of course, she knows too. So that was a great little scene of like, yeah, I already know what's going to happen to me. Even the
was it off book for Strange New Worlds for them to? It was very lower decks for Tendi to say no. It was a scientist or taken right. scientist or whatever, and then they do a wink and a nod and like, you know, it was discovered by a scientist. Was that on book or off book for them to do that kind of thing in Strange New Worlds?
I think that's like 87% on book. It might have been done a slightly different way without the Lower Decks folks around, but that's also the effect of the Lower Decks folks being around, I guess.
Yeah, Bonnie really did not want to watch it, and she made the mistake of saying the exact right phrase. If this is all cartoons, I will. And I was like, good news, baby. It's not.
Did she enjoy it?
All cartoons. Oh, no. She eventually really seemed to enjoy it. But
Eileen watched it while she was doing other things. She's like, yeah, watch whatever you want. And I caught her laughing a couple of times at stuff. So I think she was paying a little more attention than she would have normally. I love that they made the intro animated. Of Strange New Worlds. That is the exact, well, not exact, obviously, but that is the pattern
note
of the Strange New Worlds open. Yeah, yeah.
Never mind. Bryce was asking, was that established that what's her name? The Uncle Sam pinup.
Number one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was that established before, or maybe that was something
Bonnie
asked?
I couldn't remember. I didn't know what they were talking about either. When I was like, "Why is he being so weird? Does he just have a crush on her?" Like I guessed that much, but I didn't know about the poster.
Well, and luckily he obviously worships at the feet of everybody else. So if there's a character that we didn't know,
but I couldn't. There was part of me because that Ad Amina Nastra thing that was a plot point. When they were doing the festival, remember when they were doing the recruiting festival and Mariner met the archaeologist lady?
The one
I couldn't remember if like, well, maybe that poster was number one and I just don't remember it.
I think I chalked some of that up to being, I don't know who is a new character in Strange New Worlds or who is a returning character, but I kind of assumed that like with her and the captain, they were probably doing a like, well, he's from the future, so he knows what happens to everybody, basically. But these are new characters, so we kind of can't. We're just teasing you. We're just teasing you that something's going to happen with these guys. But I don't know if Pike or Number One are new or not.
As far as I remember, Uhura, Pike, and Spock are the known characters.
And Number One. Number One is from the pilot, the original pilot of Star Trek.
Uh-oh. Okay. Like Pike. Okay.
But she never appeared. Well, I guess she appears in the cage because they show some scenes of Pike on his way to the planet. But she's a very minor character. She obviously didn't get carried over to the original series the way Spock did. She was played by Majel Barrett, by Gene Roddenberry's wife.
No kidding.
Oh. Yeah.
There are so many great moments like... the NCC 1701 dash. Oh, no dash. What would come off after
Why
the
would
dash?
There be a dash?
The implication of like, well, I'm sorry, what?
Well, and I also loved the like the original Enterprise. Well, excepting Archer's Enterprise, which is a very Trekker, you know, fan thing to be like, well, it's the original Enterprise, but of course there was another Enterprise. But we don't talk about that.
I did like I'm a fan of nested narratives. And so we have the theme about worshiping their heroes or whatever. And then around the 2/3 mark, the solution is to figure out that, oh, there's a piece of what came before you. And then all of a sudden the past current crew is freaking out about, like, I can't believe we were walking over history the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was a nice moment. We're like, are we being like them? Oh yeah.
The production is pretty great. I mean, if their goal was to get me to jump in and give Strange New Worlds a try, I mean, congrats.
I can't guarantee you'll like every episode the way I don't like every Next Generation episode. But I always enjoy having watched there, you know, sitting there because I'm on the ship. I'm with characters I like, and to be honest, I can't think of an episode. There's one episode that is the analog to the musical episode where they do everything turns into a fantasy that stretched my credulity. But most of the time, they're really good.
So
should if someone liked that episode, should they start from the very beginning of Strange New Worlds? Should they jump to the beginning of season two? Like, is there a better?
I'd go back and start season one, Strange New Worlds.
Okay.
I don't think you need to go watch the Discovery episodes. I think you can start with season one. It might be fun to watch the Menagerie, or is it the Cage? Which one's which? The original Star Trek pilot was cut up and created. I think it was turned into the Menagerie in the original series with Shatner, but the original pilot doesn't have Shatner in it. It might be fun to watch that too, just to kind of see the original conception of these characters and just kind of get an appreciation for how much Anson Mount really does capture that original Christopher Pike.
But
you wouldn't even have to do that.
There was a little bit of a hint being thrown out about time travel with, I don't know if it was the first officer or who, where it's like, and no relationships.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Something.
There was a previous episode where Kirk, who's on the Farragut, the security officer, they both got thrown back in time together and then had to figure out how to get forward.
Was it a younger Kirk or?
It's the Kirk in this timeline. He's a lieutenant on the Farragut. Got so yeah, it's younger than the original series Kirk.
So yeah, younger even than Christopher Pine.
Yes, he's younger than Pike.
Chris Pine.
Oh. Yes, because Pine plays Kirk as a captain.
Right.
The Kirk you see in this episode is a lieutenant on the Farragut.
Wait, we saw Kirk.
You did, yeah. And I kind of love that they didn't make a big deal out of it.
Well. When?
It might have only been in the previously on, actually. Now that I'm thinking about it, but
okay. Separate thing. How are you with? Because Bonnie rolled her eyes when they're like, "What are we drinking? Your eyes seem so big, and your arms so wiggly." What did you think of that ending? Tom.
Oh, well, so they set it up when Mariner makes the Orion cocktail earlier, and she's like, I don't have the real stuff, but that's a good thing, because that stuff can really mess you up. And then after they make the trade deal, they get some of the real stuff, and so they're like, have Mariner's recipe now, so they make it with the real stuff, and it messes them up.
Enough
and
to
the joke
perceive
is,
each other as cartoons.
It messes them up so much that they start to all look animated like Lower Decks. And maybe that explains why Lower Decks is animated, or maybe that's thinking about it too much.
It's a little bit like season 5 of Trailer Park Boys, where I think season 4 ended with them trying to hide a bunch of magic mushrooms by eating them all before they got arrested. And then season 5 begins with, they're just animated. And
yeah,
after like an episode and a half, they're all like, well, I guess this is how it is now, whatever.
Yeah. It was a short sticky version of that. And that definitely departs from the normal way Strange New Worlds is.
To be honest,
it was fun
man,
to kind of be like, oh, this is what they would look like in that style. I enjoyed that.
If we were placing a bet 15 years ago of who would go sillier faster between Star Wars and Star Trek, I never would have placed a bet on Star Trek.
Same.
And yet I'm so glad they did, because
they're doing it in the right way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keeping it simple.
I really enjoyed this crossover. I was a little nervous about it, but I loved it.
Are you a convert, Brian? Are you gonna join the Strange New World?
Oh, I'll give it a try in all my infinite free time. But I will tell you, I will say this much. I think a couple of my daughters have watched Lower Decks, and I think it's a fun fake out to say, hey, let's watch this serious show and then watch it go Lower Decks. And even if you just tap out at the 10-minute mark, that's fine. But it's
Set it up as like, hey, Lower Decks did a crossover with another Star Trek. Let's watch it, because it starts Lower Decks.
That's interesting. Which do we do? Do we tell people they're going to watch Lower Decks or Strange New Worlds, because it says previously on Strange New Worlds?
Yeah.
And you could get all that, and then you could be confused by the cartoon and they get the resolution when all of a sudden it's humans. Or do you tell them? I think that's the way I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
All right.
Well, there we go. We figured out how strange this new world is.
We solved it.
Not even that new. Oh, you know, hey, real quick, I started very briefly Glitch on HBO Max. They did a documentary about HQ trivia.
Oh, I saw that. That popped up with a notification.
Maybe I need to give it another try, but I started it, and the first 5 or 10 minutes was all about, I don't know. I don't need it to be the Scott Rogowski show, but I didn't also want to learn about Vine, and I don't know. I wasn't in the headspace to learn about the Vine guys.
You also, full disclosure, were into HQ while it was happening.
Millions of people were, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you know, I'm not judging. I'm just saying you had a different experience from me.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was this thing
HQ
of...
HQ is your Fantastic Four, is what Brian...
I mean, I think it's important to acknowledge, because I don't know how much of my frustration with Secret Invasion has to do with me knowing the canonical story.
Well, and it's not even the facts, or it's just they have to go back a little. They go back a little too far, I feel like, maybe, of explaining who these guys are, as if I didn't know what Vine is. But I guess there will probably be children who don't know what Vine is either. But this thing of putting like a trailer in your documentary film, like the first 5 minutes of your trailer are now a YouTube video, and you have to sell people on the movie they've already sat down to watch. I don't know. I'm gonna give the 5 minutes that I watched a C grade.
Okay, everybody, place your bet. How many years ago did Vine die? I think it was 6 years.
Six,
maybe ten. 7 years ago. I'll say six.
9 or 10.
Oh, wait,
I'm going to go
five. You're trying to remember.
I'm going to go 5 years. I'm going to say, was that 2018?
Okay, let's find out.
6 years ago that it died, January 2017.
Hey, okay. Rest in peace, Divine.
Waking Ned Divine.
6 seconds, 6 years later.
Yeah.
There's something there.
I mean, major plot device for Chef, R.I.P.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for supporting us. I know we didn't talk about the moves into Reckoning, but keep the feedback coming. Cordkillers@gmail.com.
Bye.
We love you.